We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to T2T.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Well, all righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio spot, the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in this gaming capital, Las Vegas, of course. And, of course, right here at the South Point Studios on the YouTube South Point Studio Streaming Network. We welcome you to the show today. As we continue now our countdown to America's most famous horse race, the fastest 2 minutes in sports, it is the Run for the Roses, the Kentucky Derby. And that is 17 days away now, just 17 days away until the Kentucky Derby and the great Run for the Roses. And I got to tell you, this is a wide open affair, but more importantly than being a wide open affair, and I'll talk about it in just a moment, is the unusual defections that are happening during the original 20 that were on the leaderboard since the points were finished and going to the Kentucky Derby. But I also want to remind everybody and want to welcome all of you listening on the radio here in Las Vegas at our anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, and all of you watching or listening to us on our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global. Or maybe your iPhone, Android, or your Google phone with the apps that you can get at your app store, the KSHP app, so you can hear us through the radio station, the YouTube app that you can see us and hear us through YouTube, and, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever. We welcome you to the show as we start another week looking at the great sport of Kings, Las Vegas style. And, of course, as I say, the march now on to the Kentucky Derby 17 days away. When we started out, we had, you know, the 20 horses that qualified for the most points during the leaderboard point getting during the races that offered points throughout the year leading up, the prep races leading up to the Kentucky Derby. Well, all those points are gone now. And we emphasized that the last one up, Lexington, only had 20 points to it. And so it was unlikely, very much so, that any of the horses in that race, even if they won the race with the 20 points, would get into the Kentucky Derby unless there were a lot of defections. Well, those defections are starting to happen. As a matter of fact, to this time, we had, I believe, about four or five defections of the original 20 leaderboard points horses that have either had the connections decided not to go to the Kentucky Derby, or they just decided they were moving on. And so we have one more horse that has defected now from the top 20 in the leaderboard category, the points category, that has defected since we last talked on Sunday. River Thames. River Thames is out of the Derby. Todd Pletcher said that the horse has had too many races close together, and he just thought it'd be better to let the horse have a little bit more of a foundation and rest a little bit more and point him towards the Preakness Stakes, the middle jewel of the Triple Crown. That's not the first horse out of the Kentucky Derby that would be eligible to go into the Kentucky Derby that has decided to prep and look towards the middle jewel of the Triple Crown, the Preakness Stakes. But this is the latest one, River Thames out of the Derby. That will bring in the horse Built. This is Wayne Catalano trainee horse. Built now makes it into the top 20 for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. And Built has amassed only 45 points. Now, we all thought that the 50-point would be the cutoff barometer, the level that you needed to get 50 points to get into the Kentucky Derby. But with the unusual early defections now into the top 20, Built, who has only 45 of the Kentucky Derby leaderboard points, is now into the Kentucky Derby field if they choose to go to. And so Todd Pletcher takes out his top horse, River Thames, out of it, and he will go prep for the Preakness Stakes. The most recent one before that, of course, you know, was Flood Zone. So you had Flood Zone and River Thames in the last 4 or 5 days come out of the Kentucky Derby, bumping up several other horses in the Derby. And we'll get to that leaderboard a little bit later, but maybe with Jonathan Hardoon. But now you remember we were also talking about in Southern California where John Sheriffs, who had Baeza, who finished second in the Santa Anita Derby recently to journalism. I do believe he finished second. Anyhow, Baeza does not have enough points to get into the Kentucky Derby. But John Sheriffs is training this horse as if he's going to make it into the Kentucky Derby. And now Baeza, believe it or not, in his limited amount of points that he has, is three away from getting into the Kentucky Derby. He sits at number 23. And so if it continues to go the way it is, there's a possibility that Baeza might even make the Kentucky Derby. Now, with John Lindo had told us earlier last week that the horses for the Kentucky Derby must be on the grounds by the Saturday before the Derby. That Saturday is April 26th. And April 26th is the day that they will be drawing for the Kentucky Derby, where you get the post positions, et cetera, for the Derby. They're going to do it a week out on the 26th of April. So we'll wait and see how that winds up there. But right now, River Thames is out. Built is in to the Kentucky Derby. And so we'll wait and see about that. And they, of course, the horses that have gotten into the Kentucky Derby most recently have been Flying Mohawk, Grande, Matticat Road, and now Built. So four horses that were sitting on the outside in, that's the latest. And we'll wait and see if there will be any more. Saturday at Laurel Park. The Federico Tessio is a race for three-year-olds that the winner of the Federico Tessio will get an automatic bid into the Preakness Stakes, the second jewel of the Triple Crown. The Federico Tessio winner will have an option to go into the Preakness Stakes. And the Bathhouse Row Stakes at Oaklawn Park will also earn a berth into the Preakness Stakes. So as you had prep races that were for the Kentucky Derby, now you see that there's a few prep races out there that are races that you can prep in and win to get a berth into the Preakness Stakes. Now, we know that, as I said, River Thames and a few other horses that were eligible for the Derby are planning on entering into the Preakness Stakes, the middle jewel of the Triple Crown, and now two races up this weekend will provide two more horses that run this weekend, the winner of the Federico Tessio and the winner of the Bathhouse Row at Oaklawn, to get berths into the Preakness Stakes. So these things are building up now. Everybody wanted just to get into the Kentucky Derby. The Kentucky Derby fever was going wild. Now a lot of horsemen are being a little bit more diplomatic in realizing and having the reality that maybe their horses aren't ready for the Derby and are now pointing towards the Preakness Stakes, the middle jewel of the Triple Crown. So that's getting interesting for sure. Those two races will be coming up this weekend. As a matter of fact, this weekend, as we move through the week, on Friday, Keeneland will host the Double Dog Dare Stakes. That's a grade three. On Saturday, Laurel will have five stakes races that include the Federico Tessio in the five stakes races on Saturday at Laurel. Oaklawn Park will have three stakes races, one grade two and two regular stakes races, and, of course, the Bathhouse Row is among those three at Oaklawn Park. Keeneland will have a couple of graded stakes races, a grade two and a grade three. Aqueduct will have a stakes race on Saturday as well as Santa Anita. Santa Anita gets back underway after their brief respite between the end of the winter-spring meeting and the beginning of the Hollywood meet that will start this weekend. John Lindell will have a little bit more on that for us. But they'll have a stakes race, a grade two, on Saturday out at Santa Anita, and they'll come back on Sunday with a grade three stakes races as well. So the Churchill Downs Derby week is going to be an exciting week. On the 30th, on Wednesday the 30th, Churchill Downs will have a couple of stakes races. And then on the 1st of May, on Thursday, they call that now Thurby Day there at Churchill Downs. They're going to have three stakes races. And then, of course, Friday, Kentucky Oaks Day, seven stakes races, three grade twos, three grade threes, and two grade one. Of course, the Kentucky Oaks will be amongst those stakes races. And then on Saturday, May 3rd, it'll be the Kentucky Derby Day, nine stakes races at Churchill Downs on that day. That'll be highlighted, of course, by the Kentucky Derby. You have five grade ones, three grade twos, and one overnight stakes race worth $200,000. So we're looking ahead to some great racing coming up just a few weeks away. All right, on today's racing show, we have, of course, our Jonathan Hardoon, handicapper Jonathan Hardoon's back with us. Dwayne Colucci, if it's Wednesday, it means we get Dwayne out of the Rampart telling us what they're doing up there. Rich Eng will be along with us, and John Lindo as well. Jerry J is doing a little bit of a holiday respite. He will not be with us on today's show. In fact, he won't be with us until Saturday, but he will leave us. He told me he'll leave the picks for us when Aqueduct starts up again tomorrow. And, of course, we have your racing menu yet to go, and we'll take a look at the Kentucky Derby leaderboard just to see where everything sits right now. But that's the latest. River Thames is one of the defections, the latest defection in the Kentucky Derby, bringing Built into the Kentucky Derby 20. All right, as far as the weather is concerned, it's getting really nice and beautiful here in Las Vegas. As you can see, I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt instead of the big, heavier sweaters that I usually wear. It's really pleasant outside today. And here in Las Vegas, we're going to get up to 87 degrees. And a little bit overcast, but that's okay. We should get some sunshine later on. As far as the rest of the country is concerned, Miami is 81 degrees. Of course, Tampa, 85 degrees, and that'll be where they're racing today at Tampa Bay Downs. In New York, 54 degrees. Chicago, 48. Phoenix, Arizona, the hot spot again in the nation, 91 degrees there. And in Southern California, a little bit cooler, 65 degrees with overcast skies there. But again, remember, they don't kick into Santa Anita until a couple of days from now. So we'll wait and see about the weekend weather there in Southern California. So without any further ado, I think we'll get to our first break. And when we come back, we'll give you your racing menu. And then off to the races with our handicappers. Don't forget, if you go to YouTube and you want to chat in the chat box, it's really that simple. Go to YouTube, get on the Race Day page on YouTube. On the right-hand side, you'll see the chat box. Our peeps are already chatting away on today's show. And if you haven't been in the chat box before today, all you have to do is hit subscribe. Subscription is free. Just hit subscribe, and you can join the chatters on the chat box. Hey, we'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Race Day Las Vegas, and it's time to go to our racing menu for today. It's a short racing menu. We have six tracks on the menu for today, but reminding you that while we also do, and we do every day, we remind you that the first post times we broadcast on this show are that of the Pacific time zone, because we're here in Las Vegas, and these will be the first post times that roll out in our race book here at South Point. We are in the Pacific time zone. First post times on the menu each and every day reflect the start times, first post times in the Pacific time zone. If you're in another time zone anywhere else in the world, well, just tweak from wherever you're at to the Pacific time zone, and then you'll get it right. You won't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Don't want you to miss a bet now. All right, here we go. We begin our racing menu with Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs' first post time is 9:35 at Tampa Bay today. They have a super high five carryover there of $3,014. And again, Tampa Bay's first post time is set at 9:35. Next up comes Parks Racing. Had a nice payoff in their pick five yesterday at Parks. Parks Racing has a pick five jackpot carryover of $490,545. $490,545 posted as their pick five jackpot carryover at Parks Racing. And their first post time is set at 9:40 at Parks. And then next we'll go to Keeneland Racecourse. Keeneland Racecourse, first post time is 10 a.m. today. 10 a.m. at Keeneland on a day that the weather should be fine there at Keeneland. After that, we'll have Turf Paradise. Turf Paradise kicks in with their racing card at 12:55. Turf Paradise, 12:55, first post there. Their pick six jackpot carryover at Turf Paradise today is $6,665, $12.55 first post there. And then we wrap up the short menu for today with Evangeline Downs. Evangeline Downs' first post time is at 3:30 at Evangeline. That's the menu for today. And now we'll get out to Jonathan Hardoon standing by for us. We remind you again, folks, that Santa Anita, in their little bit of a vacation there, a little bit of respite, they'll get underway with the Hollywood meeting on Friday. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Brian Lynch just tweeted out that Owen Almighty, who was off the Derby trail, is now back in the Derby.
So. Oh, no. So Bilt gets bumped?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, if they were counting Owen Almighty being out to get Bilt in, well, he's out. He's back out at this point. But believe me, Ralph, you know and I know there'll be a couple of more defections, and I wouldn't be surprised if Baeza got in. I wouldn't be surprised, obviously, if Bilt got in. There are going to be a couple of more defections. So
all right,
stay tuned.
Well, if that is indeed the case, Owen Almighty was 12th on the list of horses that were cinched to get into the Kentucky Derby with his points. So he was 12th. So he's going to be in again if they decide to bring him back into the Kentucky Derby. I don't think, and maybe we ought to check with the rules of Churchill Downs, once you declare a horse out of the Derby, if you can bring him back in. I don't know exactly the protocol on that, but I'm sure we're going to test it with him thinking that he wants to bring Owen Almighty back into the Derby. But if that's the case, then Bilt is sitting there at number 21, and that bumps Baeza down to 24. But with the defection, River Thames was 16th, and Flood Zone was 17th before they got scratched recently, or the intentions were that they were not going to run in the Kentucky Derby. Guy, I'm pretty sure that Todd Pletcher has really made a concrete decision about River Thames.
Fletcher said he's out. He's out.
Yeah.
You know, with Owen Almighty, I think it has more to do with the owners, obviously, than the trainer. And I'll tell you one thing: from years of experience in this game, I've always noticed if a trainer doesn't want to go and he's pressured to go by owners, those horses usually don't run well.
Okay, so looking at it from this point of view then, I'm going to give you the top 15. We'll leave the last five as fluctuating, but the top 15 that are in, unless their connections decide not to go. Okay, Burnham Square, Sandman, Journalism, Rodriguez, Tiz Tactic, Tappan Street, Sovereignty, Final Gambit, I do believe Final Gambit's still in, right? He wasn't one of the guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Final Gambit, Cole Battle, Chuck of Gold, Citizen Bull. Now, Owen Almighty, if, in fact, they let him back in, he was sitting at 12th. Citizen Bull was 11th. This is just by the points now. Owen Almighty, East Avenue, Publisher, and American Promise. Those were the top 15 going into just last week. Now, if Owen Almighty is out, and then you take him out or keep him out, whatever the case may be, River Thames and Flood Zone, then you've got, Bilt bumped in. So Bilt is either in or out. We don't know, but we're going to consider him out because until you actually enter for the Kentucky Derby, right, you probably you say whatever you want, right?
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, until it's until they have official scratch time, you could do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Not only that, there's going to be some sportsmanship involved because trainers that have more than one horse in the race, the question is, are they going to run another horse to keep other horses out? You know, if they think, even though their horse isn't good enough, but at least they'll be keeping someone out of the Derby that they think is a serious contender.
And it works. And it works.
A lot goes on.
It works the other way around too, Jonathan. Yeah. That if you if you're a trainer and you have another trainer that you're friends with, good buddies with, etc., and he's marginal, and you say, "Listen, I really got a shot to get in," you might be doing business that way too. So we'll wait and see.
Yeah, and owners have multiple trainers, so an owner could have a horse with the one trainer that's not in, and he has another horse with a trainer that's in. So again, a lot goes on behind the scenes, and let's see what happens.
Yeah, no question about that. But as you can see on the screen right now, this is the update that we had just before we got on the show today. So, as you say, for the most part, the top 15, unless something physically happens to those horses
right
between now and then, should go in the race with no doubt. And, of course, and the others will be fluctuating, that's for sure. But I think this year is a little bit more. There's a little bit more of defections going on than usually they have, Jonathan.
It seems that way. Yeah. Well, you have horses, though, from all over the world that, they're allowing a couple of horses in from overseas and that it get automatic buys. You know, all this every year it changes, and they, you know, they let Japanese horses in. They save a spot for Dubai horses. And, you know, when you're dealing with horses from around the world, who knows what's going to be?
Well, here's the deal. There are three races out of the continent. There are three of those races from Europe, et cetera, that would be an automatic bid if you want to go. The UAE Derby was one of them. And so out of those three, two have
confirmed that they want to come.
Yeah, the other one hasn't. So we'll wait and see there. But don't forget that don't take that lightly, because remember last year with Forever Young?
Yeah, he was the best horse in the race and didn't win.
That's correct. And we don't even want to go back into that bailiwick, that's for sure. Hey, Keeneland Racecourse, right now, my observations, and, you know, I'm sure you guys as handicappers have a little bit more in-depth with numbers and all that than I do, but it seems like that the track has been a little bit speed favoring there, and I guess it's because of the condition when they had the reins and the off going and they sealed the racetrack and they come back and unseal it. That particular situation tends to happen because, you know, they're sealing down the rail a lot more than they would the other parts of the track because they want the whatever moisture in it to roll off the track, you know, inside.
But not only that, Ralph, they raced eight straight days without giving the track a break, you know, so maybe they kept harrowing it or whatever, where it became harder and harder every day. But now with a few days off, let's see how, you know, first day back off of a couple of days off, I'm sure the track may change.
Of course, one of our chatters out there has posed a very interesting question for the Kentucky Derby. All he wants to know is what the CAW likes in the Derby.
It's going to take a lot of money to move a board on Derby.
That's right. The CAW might be a little overmatched with the masses of the regular guys out there on Derby Day. So we'll wait and see about that.
But he does make a good point, Ralph. He does make a good point.
He sure does.
Those CAW horses all seem to get hammered, and most of them win, unfortunately.
Wrapping up what happened on Sunday at Keeneland, you had the Giants Causeways won by Future Is Now with Paco Lopez, $6.96 for Mike Trombetta. Irad Ortiz Jr. had a couple of winners. Luis Saez had a winner as well for Eddie Keneally, and that winner was your pick on the show on Sunday. Easy Red gets the job done. Talking about CAW, how about from 8 to 1 on the morning line, you got the winner, but the horse paid $6.44.
There were a couple of late scratches in that race. For some reason on Sunday, the weather was beautiful, the track was fine, but there were a ton of late scratches. I'm not sure why. You know, the problem is they enter so far out where so much could go wrong by post time of race day.
I do want to mention, though, Walter Rodriguez and Wesley Ward got together and they combined to win the first and second races at Keeneland. And, you know, Wesley Ward is always loaded for bear when it comes to Keeneland Racecourse.
By the way, both those Wesley Wards were the longer price of the two Wesley Wards. He had like a 4-5 favorite or 3-5 favorite in the first race. He got beat by his other horse. And the same thing happened in the next race.
Yeah, the winner the first race was a 4.5 furlong race for 2-year-olds. As we get the 2-year-olds starting to race now, that 4.5 furlong race at Keeneland is a very unusual race because it does get a turn, but it gets like it almost looks like a boomerang if you were to put a boomerang placed on the. It's called the Beard Course, and you know Wesley Ward's always loaded for 2-year-olds, and that De Blasi was the big favorite in that race, but Chupi was the winner there for Ward as well. And, of course, in the second part, Lean Music Machine, I think, was his big favorite in the second race when Storm Proof won that. So we'll keep an eye on that hidden entry type of deal as well. Well, Jonathan, we got racing today, and we need some picks, buddy, off of that nice winner in the seventh race on Sunday.
Let's go to Tampa, look at race number 2, Tampa Bay Downs. And I like the number 3 horse in here, Gun Right. This is a 5-year-old gelding from the Kathleen O'Connell barn, and she had a terrific meet at Tampa this year. Melissa Ioro aboard to ride. This horse has had excuses in his last couple of races. He missed the break last time out. Two starts back, he was hung out in the 12 post. Today he draws a better post with a clean getaway. Number three, Gun Right, 9-2 on the morning line, wins today's second race out at Tampa.
That was such a nice scenario, such a nice presentation you gave. And now all I have to tell you is the horse has been scratched.
For real?
Been scratched.
All righty, then we'll pass on Tampa today. No audibles there. Let's go to Keeneland. Okay. Hopefully we can get one radio play in. Look at the sixth race today, 6 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number two horse in here, Tivi. Johnny V rides for Jenna Antonucci. Last seen at Aqueduct on February 15th. The horse does have a race at Keeneland that actually is good enough to win the race here. I like number two, Tivi, to win today's sixth race out at Keeneland.
All right, sixth race at Keeneland. Got no scratches yet in for any late scratches at Keeneland. So let's keep our fingers crossed and get this horse starting in the race. In the sixth race at Keeneland, you like number two, Tivi. Number two, Tivi is your pick at Keeneland in the sixth race. And again, your horse was scratched at Tampa Bay. You have two full sheets, though, at Tampa Bay. You got one at Tampa Bay and one at Keeneland for today. And there'll be other picks and other races that will go.
Yes, JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All
right.
We'll
talk tomorrow.
You got it, my man. We will certainly do that. And we will take a next break. And when we come back, we're looking at Rich Eng and Dwayne Colucci on deck as well. So don't go away.
Here we are in Houston, opening up our first veteran village. This beautiful building that is going to house 161 homeless veterans. Any veteran that risked their lives and they're struggling with PTSD, mental illness, addiction. We're also building what I call comfort homes, 500 square foot homes. These are for older homeless veterans, so they have their own space and give them back some of their dignity, some of their independence, and most certainly give them back their life. Go to T2T.org to learn how you can change a veteran's life forever.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Richie, all I got to say is we're getting into the summertime, and it's baseball season now as far as the sports is concerned. But we always have a lot of different sports going on as well. I haven't checked out at all the spring football. Have you?
You know what? I have not. I think the opening weekend had something to do with the NCAA championship weekend. So I've been stretched so many different directions. No, I haven't watched any football. I haven't really done any handicapping. So I haven't bet a single game yet.
I could tell you this, that although we all enjoy football as the big number one sport in the country, it seems like that Americans are always conditioned at certain times of the season. And now they kind of, you know, reflect on and just go to baseball. And it's going to be hard to break people with getting real interest in the spring football, although I know that the caliber of that spring football is very good.
You're 100% right about that, because I forget exactly what the stat is, but a lot of those UFL players did sign NFL contracts last season. whether it was talent-based or injury-based, but they needed some of the bodies to fill roster spots. But a lot of UFL kids got second chances in the National Football League, and that was the goal of the UFL, is to be a feeder league, like a minor league for the NFL, and get some young kids, give them some snaps, get them a little experience, get them ready to play with the big boys.
And while that's going on, of course, we'll have the draft coming up for the NFL. And, of course, we're in the postseason now for hockey and our Las Vegas team, the Golden Knights. And NBA finals get underway as well. So a lot of different ways to go at this time of the year. People just don't think of football at this time of year. And I guess that's the conditioning that we'll have to wait and see if it develops. In any case, we are conditioned to look ahead to the Kentucky Derby coming up in just 17 days. I know you're starting to prepare to do stuff on that. And I want to remind everybody that you have a full sheet for both Santa Anita when it starts on Friday and Keeneland for the entire meet. So you have a Keeneland report today, a Keeneland sheet, and you can get that Richie selections for today at Keeneland at racedaylasvegas.com websites. What about a pick today, Richie?
Keeneland, race number 3, Ralph. Mile and a 16th on the main track, claiming 32. Let's go for a horse who just got claimed by good trainer William Cowens. It's the number 4, Baba Voss. This horse was dropped in for 30 last time out by a very good trainer, Brendan Walsh. Danced away at Turfway Park. Cowens dipped in for a $30,000 price tag, runs him right back for 32. This horse has run 4 races on the main track, so I know has good experience and has a victory over the main track. 4, Baba Voss off the claim in race 3.
Third race at Keeneland, number 4, Baba Voss, gets Iret Ortiz Jr. aboard. The 4 in the third race at Keeneland. Third race at Keeneland, number 4, Baby Voss, get the rest at the Race Day Las Vegas websites right now. Richie's selections there. Richie, we'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it, my man. Now let's go out near to the Rampart, where Mr. Dwayne Colucci is standing by. Dwayne, good morning, buddy.
What's up, Ralph? How we doing today?
Well, you know, we got you tapped now for our special Kentucky Derby preview show, and that'll be only on YouTube, the YouTube streaming network. It'll be on Wednesday. The 30th of April, Wednesday, 30th of April at 3 p.m. Pacific time. You can only get it right here at the YouTube South Point Studio Streaming Network. And, Dwayne, you were with us last year. You're going to come on back with us this year to talk about the Kentucky Derby and all the things that surround it, including all the great parties and promotions as well. Looking at the Kentucky Derby now with several more defections than I thought it would be, you have any early thoughts about formulating a pick there?
It's tough early now, Ralph. You know, I'm watching all the workouts, but I'm glad that Baez is getting, you know, acclimated and working towards a start and could possibly draw in now because of all these, you know, defections. Like you said, I really like the way he ran in his last prep, and, you know, he was close to the favorite. Journalism is going to be the favorite in this race regardless. And, you know, Sovereignty will definitely take some money. You know, Rodriguez will take some money if Baffert, you know, starts to tout the whole Sandman. There's a lot of popular horses, but I think this horse has an excellent chance at a price. And, you know, he's working well. Sheriff's is getting him up to the race. So let's hope. But no definitive pick yet. I have to see the workouts. It's very important to see who gets acclimated to the Churchill Downs surroundings. All these horses have been running at other facilities. We have to keep that in mind. But, you know, from the prep races, journalism has done very little wrong. I mean, you know, Umberto Rispoli is a nice fit. McCarthy's a great trainer and definitely looking forward to his matchup with Sovereignty and the rest of the field. You know, we had a lot of late developing horses. Burnham Square was a late developer and everybody, you know, was waiting for him to really put forth his best race, Ralph, and he actually did then finally at Keeneland. So, you know, I think East Avenue came out of that race pretty well too. I'm not sure if he's going to run, but he has a tremendous amount of speed. So those late races definitely added to the allure of this Kentucky Derby.
And, yeah, I think that they're still on the fence with the East Avenue either way. But you have to look, when you take a look at East Avenue, and, you know, I was kind of a fan of his after that race at Keeneland in the Breeders' race when he was a 2-year-old. Well, naturally, his start in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile eliminated him with a terrible start there. But then he came back as a three-year-old and didn't really perform well. But then he gets back to Keeneland and he runs a race that you were talking about. So now you have to think to yourself, hey, there's been two examples of this horse running out of his mind, but it was over the Keeneland race course. And you wonder if it's just Keeneland that he likes more than his ability to transfer his abilities, his a grade A game, to another racetrack. So that's a variable too. But you are right in my opinion, Dwayne, that in the days leading up to the entries for the Kentucky Derby, and we're getting into that window right now when the horses show up at Churchill Downs and they start galloping over the track and they start working out over the track and they get settled into their surroundings, how the horses do. Now, you know, I love when people sit there and say, yeah, the horse is doing good. Well, if you're going for the Kentucky Derby, you're supposed to be doing good. I want to know the horses that aren't doing so well once they get to Churchill Downs, because if you can eliminate horses the way you can, pick horses and rounding them out to the winner, if you can eliminate horses, that's just as important, I think.
Yeah, definitely, Ralph. That is the most important factor, and I'm glad that you touched upon that. You want to see the horses that don't have good action, that are a little, fractious. Some of them foreign horses you have to keep an eye on. They are not acclimated to the crowds and to the morning workouts at different times, different time zones. So that becomes very, very important, and we've seen that with a lot of the foreign runners in the past. Maybe not Forever Young, but it definitely takes its toll on these horses to travel, the quarantine, all of that. And also you want to see how the horses that are already here traveling from the West Coast get acclimated. And it's never a factor when you're dealing with Bob Baffert, but every other trainer, mm-hmm. Yes, Ralph, you want to see if these horses are working out well. And like you said, if you're taking a shot at this Triple Crown and the Kentucky Derby, because if you win the Kentucky Derby, you're going to run 2 weeks later, you better be in tip-top shape. And most of these horses will be, but there's always quirks. It's an animal. We have to keep this into consideration when we are handicapping and use all the formulas and all the data we have possible. And workouts, morning appearance are definitely key factors at Churchill Downs.
Not to mention the fact that, of course, one of the last key factors is the post position draw. If you have a horse that's coming from behind, you can sit there and say, well, he can draw the outside. He's going to drop back anyhow. And, his only question is trying to make his way through the field when he finally starts his run. Other horses that maybe are speed horses, et cetera, are they drawing close to each other? Are they drawing inside? Usually, in the old days, the rail post was just deadly. Now with the new starting gate, it's not as bad. But still, you've got, possibly 19 other horses on the outside of you trying to get as close to the inside rail as they can before they hit the first turn. So the post position draw will be important. And then finally, on the day of the race, they're going to see a crowd of 150,000 or more, and that could get a horse unwound as well. So there's a lot of elements that still go into it, but it's always a fun time of year for the Kentucky Derby. And I know that you guys got plans for the Derby as well.
Oh, great plans. Unbelievable. I can't wait to join you guys on Wednesday. And we have our our Kentucky Derby seminar on Friday. Myself, Bob Ike, Jay Prithman. It's just going to be unbelievable. 6 p.m. inside the Cascade Lounge. Just have Bob Ike, professional handicapper who once swept the card at Santa Anita. I believe that was published in the Los Angeles Times as well. It's just phenomenal. And Jay Prithman, you can't speak enough about him. He attended some 35 straight Kentucky Derbies, mm-hmm. daily racing form correspondent. Just unbelievable knowledge that we will have. And I will add my picks as well. We formulate pick fives. We have so much going on. Also the day of, if you bet $100 on the Kentucky Derby, we're going to give you a voucher for either chicken fingers, cheeseburgers, or hot dogs at a fabulous deli. It's unbelievable, Ralph. I mean, just bet $100 and we're giving you lunch at the best racing sports book in Las Vegas, the Rampart Casino. And it's going to be so much fun. Also, if you bet for the higher bettors, if you bet over $1,000, we're going to give you a buffet for two on Preakness Day if you come back and join us in 2 weeks. Uh-huh. So we have so much going on, hat contest, very similar to what you guys have at the South Point. Up at Summerlin, the Rampart is the place to enjoy the Kentucky Derby. You know I love horse racing, and we have the best facility definitely in that area, and it's going to be so much fun. Definitely join us Friday, 6 p.m., myself, Bob Ike, Jay Privman. Nothing like the Kentucky Derby. We're still the sport of kings, Ralph. Remember that. And we support it. That's what's the best.
And I want to remind everybody, too, that in this big, sprawling city of Las Vegas, we have bookend two of the best books to watch racing, to play racing, because they love race players. And that, of course, is here at the South Point. On your way up from Southern California, you'll be there'll be the this will be one of the top facilities that you see before you make it on down the road to the Strip. You might don't even have to bother going to the Strip. You just get off the exit here, and you got it here. And of course, on the other side of town, up in Summerlin, where a growing area up there is concerned, well, you got to go to the Rampart. That's for sure. All right, give me a winner.
All right, today, Keen Lamb, race 7, number 9, Saturday Flirt. It's a little chalky, I know, Ralph, but Wesley Ward, Irad Ortiz, you can't really go wrong with these combinations. Definitely a turf sprinter. He won already at Keen Lamb. Then they shipped him overseas, you know, which Wesley does quite often. He dwelt at the start, so throw that race out. Look at those early workouts in March. That 47 is monstrous, and he's going to have to beat the horse right next to him, in my opinion, the $8. I watched this horse break its maiden at Turfway, and a lot of these Turfway horses are winning, believe it or not, Ralph, over the Keen Lamb course. Owen Hardy's a great trainer, so I'm going to box 9-8 in that race, but bet the 9 to win, Saturday Flirt, Irad Ortiz, the master, and Wesley Ward. We can't speak enough about what he does at Keen Lamb,
right,
especially with them turf sprinters and young runners. Just great combinations, and he's going to bounce right back into a front-running win.
All right, you got it. The 9, Saturday Flirt on Wednesday, the Saturday Flirt number 9. And if you want to hook up with an exact, hook them up with the $8, the 9-8 combination. Always reversed just in case. But your pick is the 9 at Keeneland in the 7th race. Thanks a lot, Dwayne. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Ralph. It's always a pleasure to join. You're the best.
All right, you got it, my man. We're going to take our final break. And then when we come back, we're wrapping it up with John Lindo from SoCal. Don't go away.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, and as Dwayne was talking about what's going on there at the Rampart, as you can see, we have a Kentucky Derby celebration going on here as well at the South Point. And, of course, on Friday night, we'll have the seminar featuring John Lindo and Jonathan Ardoon immediately after the Kentucky Oaks racing. And, of course, after the Southern California races are over at 6 o'clock in the Grandview Lounge, a beautiful lounge atmosphere. You can sit down, relax, have a drink, you know, get out your notes, etc. And Jonathan, John, and myself will be taking the stage talking about the Derby and some other key races on that Derby day that may be races that we can make money on. So that's what that's all about. And that is, of course, at the Grand View Lounge, the seminar on Friday night, and that is on May the 2nd. And at 6 p.m. we'll start, and of course it's free of charge. And then the next day, the big Kentucky Derby party at the exhibit hall here in Las Vegas, big exhibit hall with huge movie-like, big movie screen, theater-type screens for the races, etc. You can bet other races as well on that day around the country. Betting windows, kiosks, food and beverage discounts, big banquet tables. Bring your friends and have a party here. We'd love to see you here. Myself and John and Jonathan will be, of course, at that party as well. We want, if you're watching the show and you come on out, please introduce yourself to us. We'd love to take a look at some of the people who take a look at us, and we'll share our ideas as well. So we invite you to come on out and join us in the big Kentucky Derby party, the betting party here for the Kentucky Derby, and the doors will open at 9 a.m. in the exhibit hall. Okay, time to go to John Lindo standing by, which will be part of that crew along with us here in Las Vegas the week here in studio as well. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. How are you?
Everything's good. A little cloudy and cool in Southern California, waiting for the races to get back underway on Friday at Santa Anita. So in the meantime, we'll be doing a little Keeneland this week.
Yeah, and what's going on in Southern California? Everybody kind of chomping at the bit to get back into business?
Yeah, they entered Friday and Saturday. Had 9 races Friday and 10 races Saturday. The field sizes are good, and you would expect them to be good just because we've had a couple of weeks off, and the horsemen are ready to get back and get dirty again.
All right, and weather conditions for this weekend look like it's a typical Southern California springtime weather now?
Yeah, I'm going to think, high 70s, low 80s. It might warm up a little bit, but it really is going to be good weather for racing. And the turf course has had a couple weeks to kind of get a little rest, so it ought to be in good shape.
John, what about the Derby horses that are training down there at Santa Anita? All systems go?
Yeah, we'll have some more workers this weekend. I know John Sheriff has altered the work days for Baeza, trying to line up so he can get to the Derby if he needs to. And he's been working the horse on Saturdays. He worked the horse early in this week, and we'll see when he goes again this weekend. Bob Baffert tends to work his horses on the weekends, so we'll see. We'll keep an eye out for Citizen Bull and Rodriguez and horses like that. So in the meantime, it's just a status quo, and journalism's on a good regular pattern. He's already back working after his big win in the Santa Anita Derby.
John, I can tell you it's got to be really nerve-wracking for Sheriffs and Baeza. I know that he's training them with the mentality and the mindset that they're going to make the Derby field, et cetera. But these horses that keep coming out and giving you hope, and then like Owen Almighty and his connection say, well, maybe we're going to go on the Derby anyhow. It's really got to be nerve-wracking for him.
Well, it's out of his hands. All he can do is train the horse, and if he's able to go, then they'll put the horse on a plane and go. If it doesn't look like they'll go, then they'll just wait and wait for the Preakness. But you really can't worry about it because there's nothing you can do about it. You just train your horse, keep him in good shape, and the horse will take it where you need to go.
Looks like the Preakness is going to turn out to be a pretty good race with a lot of these horses that are opting for the Preakness that are late developers, et cetera. And along with that, of course, you'll have the Derby winner. The only horse this year that will be able eligible, I should say, to win the Triple Crown. So there will be a lot going on 2 weeks after the Derby. But for the most part, we're looking to the Derby. And, of course, you'll be here with all these festivities that begin with our special Kentucky Derby preview show on Wednesday at 3 p.m. Wednesday, April the 30th at 3 p.m. Only place you can get it is here on the YouTube streaming network. And can't wait for that. Let's get a winner real quick.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to have racing at Churchill Downs Tuesday through that Saturday. So,
yeah.
And they're going to have great cards all week.
Yeah.
So get out to Vegas early and play those cards.
Yeah, come on out and enjoy those days leading up to it. We've got about a half a minute left to get a winner out of you from Keeneland. And oops, let me take a look here. Go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Oh, okay. Seventh race today. I'm on the same race as Dwayne Colucci. I like number 9, Saturday Flirt. Was the best 2-year-old in the Wesley Ward Barn last year. Terrible trip in the Norfolk Stakes at Royal Ascot. Working well here. A lot of upside to this horse. Faces older horses. I don't think it's going to matter. Number 9, Saturday Flirt, race 7 at Keeneland.
Yeah, when I looked at what your pick was, I said, oops, because you and both Dwayne land on the same horse. It gives us the Good Housekeeping Handicapper seal of approval in the seventh race on number nine, Saturday Flirt. Number nine, Saturday Flirt. Quickly, the Lindner Report scheduled for the rest of the week.
Keeneland today and tomorrow. Keeneland, Santa Anita, Friday, Saturday. Santa Anita only on Easter Sunday.
All right. You got it, my man. And, of course, you'll be with us all week during the Derby week. It'll be a lot of fun, that's for sure. We're just starting on our trek towards the Kentucky Derby, folks. And since Jerry is not here, John Lindo gets to give us the sign-off. John?
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas. Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.